This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys heard the story and were just as horrified by the idea that a young child, a one-year-old, could be exposed to fentanyl at a daycare and die. Multiple other children exposed as well. Well, we're getting some more information about this daycare. New York Times is reporting that two have been charged with the murder. The owner of the daycare center and her tenant were charged with the death of Nicholas Domenici, a one-year-old boy who had just started at the center. Now, apparently, Gray Mendez, 36-year-old, ran Divino Niño, like Divine Child, from an apartment in the Bronx. So this wasn't necessarily a standalone building. This was in an apartment. And I get some daycares are run out of people's homes, out of people's apartments. But I don't know what happened. Who wasn't checking on this place? What? But this is absolutely horrifying. So it's at the Divino Niño Daycare Center in an apartment in the Bronx. Carlisto Acevedo Brito, a 41-year-old man who lived in the apartment, was also arrested along with Gray Mendez. They were both arrested Saturday on account of murder showing depraved indifference in the death of a toddler. They were arraigned in a Bronx criminal court on charges that included four counts of endangering the welfare of a child, criminal possession of drugs, and 12 counts of assault. Gray is female. She was ordered held without bail. She was renting a room to Mr. Acevedo Brito, who is her husband's cousin, and renting that room for $200 a week, which is a killer deal in the Bronx, but still, well, not really, $200 a week. Okay, now we're talking $800, still. Right. But unfortunately, somebody had fentanyl there. And so emergency workers arrived at the six-story building in the North Bronx around 2:45 p.m., again reported by the New York Times. A neighbor said one of the women who worked at the center ran out screaming that she could not wake the children from their naps. Emergency workers found Nicholas, who would have turned two in November, unconscious. They also found a two-year-old boy and an eight-month girl, both unconscious and unresponsive. All three children showed symptoms of opioid exposure. So they gave the kids Narcan, took him to the hospital. Another two-year-old boy who had left the ground floor daycare center shortly afternoon also taken to the hospital because the mom noticed he was lethargic. And unfortunately, the boy who was going to turn two in a couple months was pronounced dead at the Montefiore Medical Center. The other three children were in critical or stable condition. Now, you know, when you look at this, you're like, oh my gosh, how the hell could this happen? And, you know, I've been warning people about other people's homes, right? Other people's possessions, even a standalone daycare. These kids get into the lockers. By the way, all parents should have lockers, and all daycare should have lockers where staff's personal belongings are. Some people carry a pocket knife. Some people carry drugs. That should be as far away from these children as possible. I think anybody who operates a daycare should be drug tested. If doctors get drug tested, if academia, in order to get a job, you're drug tested. Law enforcement has to be drug tested. Surgeons, daycare workers need to be drug tested. Even if they don't use, their exposure could possibly be picked up. And unfortunately, this is an instance where the daycare might have been cheaper for some parents rather than a standalone. Or some of these daycares might be so overwhelmed. We're being told that in some border towns that the daycares are so, there's just too many kids, as with schools. But this is up in the Bronx. And maybe what happened is it was less expensive to use a daycare that they thought was certified out of an apartment. And in order to run a daycare out of a home, I've had friends who have done that, they go through extensive hoops and certifications and licenses in order to do that, not to mention inspections. So how this can happen is horrifying. And we don't want kids getting into people's weapons. We don't want kids getting into people's drugs. And when you see something like this, you're like, what the hell is going on here? And so if it was at an apartment, and we're still getting details on what this was, and a tenant of the apartment that was being shared with the daycare center brought the drugs, this is frightening. And the reason why this is even more of an issue than we could even imagine is now that many people are homeschooling or micro-schooling, you have a lot of parents saying, I'm done with school. I'm done with their curriculums. I'm done with what's going on with the school. What we're going to do is we're going to do homeschooling. And a lot of parents are making makeshift schools, which, as I predicted this before 2020, how what's going to happen is eventually parents are going to have, let's say, 5 kids. And then each parent takes off one day of work to run the home school. So you're going to have the kids in other people's homes for their home school. Is anybody making sure the guns are locked up? Is anybody making sure that if that child has peanut allergy, there's no snacks or anything that child could get into? You know, I get schools are under a lot of criticism now for some of the stuff that's been going on, but schools have so many standards that, you know, to protect kids so that they can't access peanuts, so they can't access a weapon, so they aren't exposed to drugs. And so now that we're going more towards homeschooling, and I understand why a lot of parents are choosing homeschooling, you know, they don't want the mandates of the vaccines, they don't want the mask mandates, they don't want, you know, some of the other things that have been allegedly happening at these schools, so they're choosing, I'm going to homeschool. But to do that, they're working in groups. They're working in little microcosm, these microcosm, what's the word for it, or little micropods. You have to understand that there could be not only the person running that daycare or running that school, but there's a roommate. There's a son, a daughter. There's a cousin that could come in and unfortunately have something that could be deadly. And hearing that we're having pediatric fentanyl deaths that are still happening, despite everything they did against doctors and pharmacies when it came to narcotics, means we're kind of going after the wrong people. We need to secure the border. We need to stop fentanyl coming in. We need to prosecute people who are dealing this stuff, and we got to get this stuff away from our kids. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when I was in the ER in the 90s, I think my wait time was about 5 hours. Not much has changed. ER wait times are still very, very long. And why is that? Well, one, the volume. People going to the hospital. Once people got word that you could get seen for free, yeah, that at a hospital, whereas you can't walk into a doctor's office without having to pay or being asked for your license and insurance and all that other stuff. And people are like, okay, I'll go to the hospital. Two is there's a lot that people suffer with. There's a lot of medical issues. I am blown away how many people are having heart attacks and strokes and seizures and lacerations and burns and appendicitises and bowel obstructions and everything else that seems to happen, blood infections. So there's a lot of people that are sick. We're not the healthiest population. Right? But the other thing, too, also is there's not a lot of hospitals. You know, there. I live in a city now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we have a lot more hospitals than we did. But the hospitals aren't growing to the same degree as the population is. The population is exploding, and we still have the hospitals and the ERs overwhelmed. The border towns, their border cities, very overwhelmed in terms of people coming in. So this was an interesting study that was done by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, looking at the average ER wait time of each of the 50 states. Washington, D.C. had the longest average visit of 5 hours and 29 minutes. The quickest was North Dakota, but people still had to wait about an hour and 48 minutes. So this data came from the CMS Timely and Effective Care Measurements, collected between October 2021 and September 2022. And the numbers included visits of children and adults whose care was covered by the Medicare's Inpatient Prospective Payment System and Outpatient Prospective Payment System. So included were visits from hospitals that chose to report the visit information for Medicare patients, Medicare managed care patients, and non-Medicare patients. Because some of you are like, oh, hell no. I've been in ERs long. Okay, well, it depends also what they're counting as wait time. Is the wait time the triage nurse who talks to you? Or is the wait time by the time that you get in, you get undressed, you're put in a gown, you get your IV access in, and then the doctor walks in? You know, so what exactly is the wait time? Or are people looking at the wait time of how long they're in there and when they get out? And some of you are like, man, I was in that ER for 2 hours. Well, that means you got in, you got taken care of, and you got out. And I don't want anybody having to be in a hospital for 2 hours. We need you in and out so more emergencies could come in and be taken care of. But unfortunately, we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough ERs. So North Dakota had the shortest wait of 1 hour 48 minutes. Nebraska, 1 hour 55 minutes. South Dakota, 1 hour 55 minutes. So in terms of being under 2 hours, Oklahoma, so the first six states, including North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Hawaii, Iowa, and Oklahoma, got you in under 2 hours. Kansas, Montana, Mississippi, Idaho, Louisiana, Arkansas, Minnesota, Wyoming, Utah, Indiana, Colorado, Alaska, Kentucky, Texas, Alabama, Wisconsin, 2 hours, anywhere from 2 hours to 2 hours and 26 minutes. I live in Nevada. The average wait time was 2 hours and 27 minutes. All right, rounding out until the 3 hours is Washington, West Virginia, Missouri, Georgia, Ohio, Tennessee, Florida, New Hampshire, Maine, New Mexico, South Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Virginia, Illinois, North Carolina, Vermont. You're there about 2 hours and 58 minutes and anywhere in between. Once you hit California, you're at a 3 hour wait. Pennsylvania, 3 hours. Connecticut, 3 hours, 2 minutes. Ooh. So that extra 2 minutes there for Connecticut. New Jersey, on average, 3 hours, 11 minutes. Arizona, 3 hours and 13 minutes. New York, 3 hours and 21 minutes. Delaware, 3 hours and 30 minutes. And then rounding out the last four is Massachusetts at 3.5 hours. Rhode Island, 3.5 hours. Maryland got clocked at 4 hours and 2 minutes. And the District of Columbia, 5 hours, 29 minutes. Okay, so what do you do to minimize the wait time? And I'm telling you right now, it's going to get worse. And you almost wonder if this is an underestimation. Every time I've been in the ER, it's been longer. Now, is this an underestimation because they don't want to get dinged by, you know, Medicare, you know, not get, who knows? But we have a growing population, a very rapidly growing population. And the population is not a very healthy population. And we also have a new sort of way of doing medicine where telemedicine is becoming people's primary care. And for some people, it's fantastic because they would have never seen a doctor. But for those of you who went in every 3 to 6 months for your blood pressure and diabetes, you're now using telemedicine instead, nobody's been checking your blood pressure. Nobody's been running blood work. Now, multiple telemedicine companies are advancing to the point where they may actually do blood work. They may have you take a cuff and check the blood pressure on video. And so doctors are trying to do more online. But I've had patients call in saying they haven't seen a doctor in person and their thyroid's out of whack, their sugar's out of whack, and so they end up being told, go to urgent care. Well, the urgent cares are overwhelmed. And it's interesting because I used to be an urgent care doc. I was an ER doc and an urgent care doc. So in the urgent care that I worked at, you had a foreign body in your eye, you needed to be sewed up, I did a lot of that stuff. You needed an abscess drained. I'm hearing a lot of the urgent cares are like, well, we don't do that. Here's an antibiotic, go see your doctor. And so a lot of the things urgent cares used to do, they're not doing, probably because of malpractice and liability. So now patients are telling me when I go to the urgent care, I'm being told to just go to the ER or go see my doctor. And urgent cares were designed to prevent people going to the hospital. Now, they do a lot of urgent cares. They'll deal with your bronchitis, they'll test you for COVID, they'll update your tetanus, they'll, you know, sew you up, but unfortunately, I'm hearing a lot of patients are saying the urgent care doesn't do that. Now, is it because the urgent care is connected to a grocery store? Or it's one of those minute clinics that are not necessarily full-on urgent cares with x-ray and things like that? But we have now patients that have over the last 10, 15 years and worse during COVID decided that they don't have to have a regular family doctor. Family medicine is going away, where you have a doctor that knows your kids, knows your grandma, knows your uncle, knows your neighbors, because they took care of everybody in that neighborhood. So they understood, guys, I think E. coli is going around. Or that potluck, you know, after church on Sunday made a couple people sick. Now you have diarrhea. Did you eat at the potluck? So the family doctor who used to understand the community and be able to kind of figure out what could be going on in the family, unfortunately now you're getting a doctor who might be living in New York, who might be licensed in Nevada or licensed in Massachusetts. So you're not getting that same provider. You're not getting that continuity of care. So all of a sudden now you're, you know, trying to treat yourself at home for a really bad infection, and now you're getting dizzy. Now you're passing out. So you end up at the ER. Whereas if you went to your doctor who would have done the blood test and would have maybe gotten you on the right medication, they could have maybe prevented the sepsis or prevented the urosepsis or prevented the osteomyelitis. You know, patients call in for telemedicine for tooth pain all the time, but some of them are actually describing mastoiditis or an infection that's going into the bone, and they're asking for an oral amoxicillin over the phone. And when we say you got to go and get seen, you know, like, oh no, it's too expensive. Insurance makes it free for me to use telemedicine, but it's expensive if I actually go to an urgent care or go and see my doctor. Well, I had to send somebody to the ER the other day because I'm like, I think the infection is in your bone. How long have you had this for? So the ER waits are going to get longer. So what do you do? Well, one, try not to get sick. Try not to need an ER visit. All right? Get very consistent with your medical care. And I know it's hard to find a primary care, but if you find one, you treat them good. Don't skip out on the bills. Don't abuse their staff. Don't get yourself fired from them. But make sure if you find a good medical doctor that you like or medical provider that you like, stick with them. Number two is watch for signs that could be something that could turn into something where you would need to go to a hospital. So if you have COVID and you're starting to get short of breath, don't ignore it. Don't call somebody on a phone. Go and get seen, even at an urgent care, so they could decide if this is something that needs to be intervened or addressed, so you don't have to end up at a hospital. Also, you know, call the hospitals and check out their wait times or go online. Sometimes there's hospitals in non-populous areas that are less busy that you might be able to go to. And, of course, if you're having chest pain or if you're really, really ill, let the triage nurse know you got chest pain, you got something serious, so you don't, God forbid, die in the waiting room. 1-877-DOCS-OLLIE, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden set to join the United Auto Workers picket line this week. He'll travel to Michigan tomorrow to stand in solidarity with the men and women of the UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. Pete Buttigieg not mincing words in how to avoid a government shutdown.
Speaker McCarthy and the president made a deal. We made that deal, and all we're asking is that they live up to that deal.
Credit card companies racking up losses at the fastest pace in almost 30 years. Industry analysts believe delinquencies could continue through the middle of next year and peak by late next year or early 2025. The Sabbath of Sabbaths concludes today for Jews across the country and around the world. Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish faith, officially ends this evening at sunset. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the most difficult thing I've ever had to do is to diagnose a child with cancer. That is the worst one of the worst feelings, and it's something you never want to relive. But fortunately, throughout the years, we've been doing better and better in terms of catching it early and in terms of being able to give families hope and put children in remission and possibly cure their cancer. And this is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And so I know people think, oh, cancer is depressing. I look at it as the happy story of look at all the survivors. And I am so excited about our next two guests. At 6 months old, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Now 24 years old and star of the reality TV show I Am Shauna Rae, she is cancer-free. Still lives with the effects of cancer every day, but Shauna Rae joins us today along with Dr. James Klosky, Director of Psychology at the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare in Atlanta, to discuss the emotional impact of pediatric cancer during National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Welcome, Shauna Rae and Dr. Klosky.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Dahlia. We're so happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. So grateful for you guys and everything, you know, you do and all the awareness. Shauna, we're going to start with you. You've had an amazing story, and you have been so open about it. And you know, talk to us about your story and how the cancer has impacted you.
Cancer impacted me right out of the gate. I was born with a malignant glioma on the right side of my brain. I was diagnosed at 6 months, went into surgery, went into chemo, and after that, I had another physical toll with a diagnosis of pituitary dwarfism at 16. So my life was very impacted by cancer from the very beginning, extremely physical. There was emotional, mental, and social tolls as well, but they were overshadowed by that physical impact. And that's why I love working with Aflac here today, because they want to highlight cancer is not just physical. It's emotional, it's mental, it's social, and it doesn't just stop when you survive. It continues to follow you for the rest of your life.
It's so true. You know, I had a couple cancer scares, and when I was waiting for results and going through testing, and you heard kind of people giggling in the background, going about their own lives, I was happy for them, but I was thinking about how ignorance is bliss, where for those of us who know what our reality could be and know what could happen, we live a life in a much different lens than other individuals, you know, and you know, Shauna, you've just been through so much. You know, talk to us about why it's hard for people to understand what a child dealing with cancer is feeling?
When you go through childhood cancer, you go through the journey predominantly alone. You may have your support system and your medical team, but overall, that battle, that pain, the emotional pain, the mental toll, the social toll, it's all on your shoulders. So it's a huge weight to carry, and it's overall a very lonely feeling because your peers can't relate to it. And that's why I love items like the My Special Aflac Duck, which is a robotic duck that has emotional cue cards and comfort abilities to give the child with cancer or sickle cell to make them not feel like they're going through it alone.
So true. I love Aflac and what they do. Dr. Klosky, you've obviously been, you know, this is your career. You deal with this day in, day out. Talk to us about some of the biggest challenges these children and their families face.
Yeah, well, Dr. Dahlia, I think that you really highlighted an important aspect in your intro where you were saying that we really have made an enormous amount of progress in terms of not only diagnosing but also in treating childhood cancers. Unfortunately, I'm happy to report that these days that the majority of children and young adults who have been diagnosed and treated for cancer will achieve cure, so they will live into adulthood. But something that we really don't talk enough about is that survivorship comes at a cost. By age 45, over 95% of survivors will experience at least one chronic illness, some chronic health condition, and over 80% of those chronic health conditions are serious, disabling, or life-threatening in nature. So sometimes these are physical, sometimes they're visible, sometimes they're psychological, they could be invisible, and they express at different times for different folks. That's why we're really excited to be working with the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center, a place that understands the need for treating the whole child across their lifespan, so from diagnosis to active treatment to life and cancer survivorship. You know, like Shauna said in the beginning, you know, you do achieve cure in most of these cases, but the experience of childhood cancer, the diagnosis, and the treatment will be with you in some way or another for the rest of your life.
So true. You know, and also from a child perspective, one thing that we have to do from a child perspective is some of them feel that they are making their parents' lives different and that it's their fault. And we have to explain to them it's not. And so it's amazing how, you know, we as adults, we're like, okay, well, this is what we're dealing with. This is how it's impacting. Children look at things a lot differently. And so we have to understand, like, you know, thank God you have the background that you do. And, you know, Afflex is helping. You know, to the extent that with everything that they're doing in terms of, you know, letting children know that no, they do not feel guilty, do not feel blamed for this. You are going through something that other children are too, and don't look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's not just the children that are surviving childhood cancer. It's the whole family. It's mm-hmm. the parents. It's the siblings. It's the grandparents. The effects and the disruption that this has had on the family, the fear of death, many of these things leave an indelible impact on the families. Our approach at the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center is to, first of all, appropriately treat and provide the type of services that the child needs at the time of diagnosis, but then also to provide and work on prevention so that as they grow up, as they develop, as they mature, that they have the tools that they need in order to successfully kind of progress. We take a little bit of a developmental approach in treating the whole child and providing family-centered care. You know, a 3-year-old needs something very different than a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. needs something very different than a 18-year-old. So we really try to tailor our assessment and intervention practices to best meet the needs of the child and family for where they are, and hopefully this approach will result in the best outcomes moving forward.
So true, so true. Shauna Ray, you know, with TLC, being a TV star, a cancer survivor, you have so many other things you could be doing, but you are taking your time to help the community and help other survivors. Talk to us about how it's been so important to you.
Having people in my own community was one of the most beneficial things while going through the battle and continuing my everyday journey and the battles I will face. So having a community, it helps those kids, any cancer patient, anyone affected by cancer, know that they're not alone, know that they're not a burden for having something that they couldn't control. And that's one of the reasons I'm taking priority with Aflac and sharing my story and sharing the awareness that needs to happen, because at the end of the day, cancer doesn't just affect one person, and it doesn't just stop after diagnosis. That's why awareness is so important, because otherwise stereotypes come with cancer, and we think that once someone survives, they're fine, they're healthy, it's okay. But in reality, we're living with the effects for the rest of our life.
So true, so true. In the last minute, Dr. Klosky, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, coming from the perspective that as survivors are integrating back into their communities, that we try to promote things like leading with kindness. You know, we want to promote the ideals such as tolerance, inclusion, and acceptance. That's really what's going to help survivors best integrate in their communities after cancer treatment and resume their lives with as little disruption as possible. It really does take a village. You know, we all need help. We all need counsel. We all need recommendations at different times in our lives. It's very common and reasonable, and if we've learned nothing from COVID, it's that you have to voice when you have some mental health needs, because help is available.
Amen. How can my listeners find out more information?
They can go to aflac.com/bridgetobrighter. And Dr. Dahlia, I just want to say my hat is off to you. I know that being in family practice, you have seen a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You get exposed to all different illnesses. And when you talked about, childhood cancer is very mm-hmm. frequent. It's very rare to diagnose something like that. And I know it's not something that the community providers see very often. So I'm so glad that you were astute in your diagnostic processes, identified that cancer, and hopefully that kid moved on to get appropriate treatment.
Oh, so much. Thank you, Dr. James Klosky, Shauna Ray. Can't wait to have you guys back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So, while the world is going through what it's going through, and we need all hands on deck, right, to make products in America, to make pharmaceuticals, to be China independent, to be independent from the Middle East when it comes to fuel. We need to be able to compete with students across the world who are excelling in math, in science, and languages at a much higher speed than in America schools. You would think we need all hands on deck. Well, instead of that message being pervasive, it's the message of the four-day work week. Bernie Sanders is backing the auto workers, and mind you, I am a fan of the work that our auto workers do. This is not anti-auto worker, but one thing they are asking for, which seems to not be just isolated to them, but across the nation, are four-day work weeks. And Bernie Sanders is in support of that. He said people in America are stressed out for a dozen different reasons. Well, one of the reasons why Americans are stressed out is because there's no staff. Right? There's long wait times. We just spoke about how some people in D.C., right, are waiting 5 hours for an ER visit. Is it because you only have staff that only work certain days, so you're kind of dealing with a skeleton crew on other days? What's going on here? So it looks like one of the biggest priorities we have right now in America is, like I said, not becoming independent from China, getting all hands on deck and doing what we need to do to build our infrastructure and balance these idiotic calls to be all electric in terms of cars and appliances when we don't have a grid ready. Instead, it's about, well, how can we work less? And a four-day work week, which would basically mean almost half the week working, half the week at home. Is that the right way to go? 32 hours, four-day work week, but for the same pay, is a key demand of the United Auto Workers. Their members went on strike. I think they're on day four. After talks with GM, Ford, Stellantis had failed. And so one concern was the electrification of the auto industry, paired with emergency artificial intelligence technologies, which will significantly reduce the number of human labor required to assemble a new vehicle. You wonder why. I mean, you have Biden saying we need to be making half of all new cars electric in the next 7 years, less than 7 years, by 2030. So 6 years and 3 months. And just like building computers and building, you know, there's going to be this big push for automation. But Bernie Sanders jumped in saying, yeah, because of the stress that everybody has, let's go for a four-day work week. You know, I understand I have been an employee, I have been an employer, I've been a business owner. So I've seen all sides. On Fridays, when I worked for a company on Fridays, we were already, you know, already winding down. Now, I have a high work ethic and I'm a workaholic, so I work on the weekends. But if everybody else was goofing off at work, I goofed off too. Now, I still took my work home and I got everything done because I never wanted somebody to think that I wasn't getting my work done. And then I did on top of that. But on Fridays, people were already kind of tuning out. They were already checking out. And so the reason why a good number of Americans are like, why not, is because they know that on Fridays, there's already been this lack of productivity. But the problem with that is some schools advocating 4 day school weeks want to cancel Mondays and not Fridays. Well, if Friday is already checkout day, now you're losing the most productive day of the week, the Monday. And I get there's a lot of call-outs on Monday. The other thing, too, is once you go to a four-day work week, let's say you do. Friday's your home. Now what's happening Thursday afternoon? Now Thursday afternoon, people are starting to check out. So I'm a little nervous with that because I'm noticing we're having a productivity issue. We're going into a cough, cold, flu season with drug shortages that never got fixed over the summer and the spring. We need all hands on deck. Unfortunately, people are going to be sick. They're going to be calling out. Where is everybody going to be? Now, I don't necessarily need a new car. So if the auto workers do take, you know, extra days off, that's fine. Now, I'm not really going to notice much. But if we're trying to meet goals that Biden wants, despite how ridiculous the goal is, don't you need all hands on deck? And the more companies kind of get used to staff not being there, the more they find ways to compensate. Hence automation. And a lot of these auto workers are already nervous about that. They're already nervous that their jobs are going to be replaced. But being a business owner, if you were told that you had to pay for full staff on Friday, but the staff wasn't coming in, you'd be like, say what? To pay for 5 days and only get 4 days of work, that is awfully damn expensive. And that fifth day is not considered sick leave or PTO. That means everybody is going to be getting 4 paid days a month in addition to their PTO. Okay, that's costly. You know, being a business owner, I see all sides. Yeah, it would be really cool as an employee. That would be really damn cool. To be able to get paid for Friday and you being off. I think that would help with stress. In fact, hey, pay me for the whole week and I don't work. But at some point, the money runs out. So what eventually is going to happen is these companies are going to be like, well, we got to add that cost in. And if we're going to add that cost in to paying people to be home and not working, then we either need to have their baseline cheaper or we just need to have less people taking advantage of that. And let's have less people on the payroll. But what do you do if you got to build cars? What do you do if you have to teach students? I told you with the schools, you know, you have, you know, weekends off, you have holidays, you have the summers off, and I support teachers because I think teachers are underpaid. But if you start moving to four day school weeks, these kids are already not learning during the summer. Kids should be learning every day. I get the weekend is a break, but now you're making it a 3 day weekend. Eventually, what schools are going to do is they're going to have, like, Ready Player One, where it's all online. And you have an avatar teaching your students, or you have a real-life person teaching students in 1,000 different classrooms. And that's how you could get rid of the extra teachers, and you save money. And then you could cover teaching 5 days a week if you have teachers that only want to work 4 days a week. So we are going to be moving to and towards, I want in-person learning. We're going to be moving away from that because you don't have enough staff. How many schools have been closing because there's been staff call-outs? Well, you know, these schools, you know, whether they could get teachers to agree with the terms or not, are going to be like, okay, we can't be not working. We cannot be non-productive. So I am not a fan of the four-day work week unless you're only getting paid for 4 days. I mean, if you're only getting paid for 4 days and you want to work 4 days, that's your choice for your schedule. But if you're getting a free day off, I mean, I would love to have Fridays paid. Now, I'll still work because I'm a workaholic, but 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.